Easy used the same airfield it would use on D-Day, a pottery. Personnel and equipment were loaded onto the same aircraft the company would use on the real thing. The takeoff, drop, and assembly followed the plan as close to the letter as possible, including spending the same amount of time in flight. Climbing aboard the C-47s was difficult because of all the gear each man carried. Individuals were overloaded, following the age-old tendency of soldiers going into combat to attempt to be ready for every conceivable emergency. The vest and long drawers issued each man were impregnated to ward off a possible chemical attack. It made them cumbersome. They stank. They itched. They kept in body heat and caused torrents of sweat. The combat jacket and trousers were also treated. The men carried a pocket knife in the lapel of their blouses to be used to cut themselves out of their harness if they landed in a tree. In their baggy trousers pockets, they had a spoon, razor, socks, cleaning patches, flashlight, maps, 3-day supply of K rations, an emergency ration package, 4 chocolate bars, a pack of charms, powdered coffee, sugar, and matches, ammunition, a compass, 2 fragmentation grenades, an anti-tank mine, a smoke grenade, a gammon bomb, a 2-pound plastic explosive for use against tanks, and cigarettes, 2 cartons per man. The soldier topped his uniform with a webbing belt and braces, a .45 pistol, standard for non-coms and officers, privates had to get their own, and most did, water canteen, shovel, first aid kit, and bayonet. Over this went his parachute harness, his main parachute in its backpack, and reserve parachute hooked on in front. A gas mask was strapped to his left leg, and a jump knife bayonet to his right. Across his chest, the soldier slung his musette bag with his spare underwear and ammunition, and in some cases TNT sticks, along with his broken-down rifle or machine gun or mortar, diagonally up and down across his front, under his reserve chute pack, leaving both hands free to handle the risers. Over everything, he wore his Mae West life jacket. Finally, he put on his helmet. Some men added a third knife. Others found a place for extra ammunition. Gordon, carrying his machine gun, figured he weighed twice his normal weight. Nearly every man had to be helped into the C-47. Once aboard, the men were so wedged in they could not move. General Taylor had moved heaven and earth to get enough C-47s for Operation Eagle. The planes were in constant demand for logistical support throughout ETO, and Troop Carrier Command came last on the list.